The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, well, we've made it. If you're listening to this, you've made it to Friday. Admit it. When it was Tuesday afternoon, you didn't think you'd ever see this day. But wake up, rise, and shine. There's a reason to get out of bed, and the reason to get out of bed is because it's almost time to sleep late for the weekend. This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. We are Piscopolis this morning. Yours truly, Frank Moreno, will be here shepherding you through the next 4 hours, along with the inimitable Al Gattullo and our very, very special guest host for the next 4 hours, a man who you see regularly on Fox Business, Fox News, CNN, in the pages of The Hill, and wherever fine buffets are offered. My councilman, the minority whip of the New York City Council, gentleman I also work for part-time, the one and only Joseph Borelli. Councilman, good morning.
You know, Frank, I feel like you let everyone down. You pumped everyone up for Friday, and then you just pulled the rug right out from under them, announced my name, and sadly, everyone has to suffer through 4 hours of me, unfortunately.
No, that's not true. Actually, you have, much more so than I think any local, certainly any local Republican elected official in New York City, you have kind of carved out a very unique niche in the media cycle as a national commentator on political issues. And, you know, I've been an observer of Staten Island politics for a long time. And while there have been local Staten Island and New York elected officials that have made news, like Guy Molinari, for instance, very few have become sort of commentators on national issues to the extent that you have. So clearly you're doing something right. People around the country and certainly around the region have an appetite for the things that you're commenting on.
And around the world, you know, I find I get most of my angry comments in Dutch and in German, you know, words I don't understand, blah, blah, blah. Trump, you know.
Now, I want to ask you about Donald Trump in just a minute, including this.
I've heard of him, yeah.
Including this rally that took place in Pennsylvania yesterday. But this is the first time we've had you on as a guest repeatedly since your latest edition. But this is the first time that you've been hosting the show, I think, since your second child, John, was born. How are you enjoying fatherhood
It's good. So John was born on June 26th at about 9 or 8. I forget the actual time. It was on Piscopo time. So, you know.
Early in the morning.
During that couple of hours.
You insisted that he be born during our show.
Well, it's funny. You mentioned Fox Business. I was on Fox Business the night before, and I was on set, and my wife went into labor, and we did the whole thing. We rushed to the hospital. Right. It was a false alarm. We went back a few hours later, and we gave birth. And I was on with Charles Payne, and I had to get up out of the segment. My wife was screaming.
Well, she gave birth.
I participated.
He played a role. In fairness, it was very stressful for him.
I didn't even have a stand. There was a recliner with a television with a cable.
Oh, that's nice.
It was very nice. So I leave Charles Payne. I go to the hospital. We give birth. I take the first picture with my newborn son, and Fox News is on the TV behind me, and there's Charles Payne's picture with my
firstborn. So this baby was literally born watching Fox News.
If we didn't call Joseph Charles, we might have named him Charles.
Certainly there's a reason you're going to be on the Charles Payne program tonight, and that's because that's the first thing you had your newborn
watching.
Well,
it's not to give my crack financial advice. I'll tell you that.
You got to feel bad for these worldwide investors, commodities traders. They're watching CNBC and Fox Business, expecting to hear the soundest experts in the world of high finance and global markets, and then they're making investing decisions based on your analysis of the president's tweets.
It is like hot potato, because I'll go there obviously to speak about politics and about the midterms and about Donald Trump or whatever the news of the day is. But inevitably on Fox Business, they want you to talk about Business. Right.
Yeah, shocking.
So it's like a hot potato, you know, when the anchor goes around the panel.
Right. Don't
and it's,
ask
you know,
me about
Trump,
tech stocks. Don't ask me about tech
Trump,
stocks.
Trump, how is this going to affect the midterms, the next person?
Don't ask
and
me if, about corporate
and if
earnings.
If you're the third person, you know you're getting... How do you think Apple stock's going to respond to this dividend news?
They're going to go up.
What does this mean for the inverted yield curve, Councilman?
Well, Neil, you got to buy low and sell high, as they always say. Or my favorite is, you know, if Congress acts, this could really have serious ramifications.
You're like Art Rust Jr.
Stock. But if Congress doesn't act, we still might see serious ramifications.
Very good.
With the stock.
I like that.
Yeah.
No, but that's Art Rust Jr. Yeah, Art Rust Jr., who did a longtime sports talk show, one of the first of its kind in New York. He did it on the WABC. He knew nothing about hockey. So anytime somebody would call in with a Rangers question or an Islander question, his response was always the same. Well, if you don't put the puck behind the twine, they're not going to win many games. Next caller. That was his standard answer. The guy who would be like, the defense of this or whatever, his standard answer. If you don't score, you don't win. That's it. So I like that. It's a good response.
Well, that is a good one. Now, Joe, there are a ton of stories in the news, nationally, locally, internationally, and we're going to pick your brain on all of them. We do have to begin in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, yesterday.
Is it Wilkes-Barre?
I thought it was Wilkes-Barre.
Wilkes-Barre?
Yes, I believe so.
I do have to go to Pennsylvania tomorrow.
But you didn't mispronounce Tampa when you were covering the Tampa rally.
You're right.
You don't mispronounce
Wilkes-Barre.
Wilkes-Barre.
Well, wherever he was, that's where he was. So Donald Trump was there in Pennsylvania yesterday. Donald Trump, of course, was the first Republican presidential candidate since 1988 to win the state of Pennsylvania. Or I guess it's the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania,
yes.
Right? So he was there yesterday rallying support for the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, Lou Barletta.
I'm thrilled to be back in the state that gave us American independence.
And, well, I mean, of course, that's where the Second Continental Congress had their meetings down in 1776. And he talked, of course, about his own win in the state of Pennsylvania or the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
You remember that we were way up in Pennsylvania and there was only 2% of the vote left. And we were way up. If I lost every vote, we would have won the state of Pennsylvania. And the fake news refused to call it, right?
Took aim at the fake news media like you wouldn't believe.
His muse.
Yesterday.
You know, we all have our muses.
Yes.
Even when I do my writing, I certainly have a particular politician who is my muse. But for Trump, it is the same... group
turkey
every
and mash
single time. It is just it's incredible to think about. I think it's great that he was in Pennsylvania though with Bob Casey up for re-election this year and Rep. Lou Barletta running against him. I mean,
how is that race looking out there?
Well, you know, it's looking like a challenge for Republicans, but it is one of the potential 10 Senate seats that the Republicans could pick up.
I mean, right. So there are 10 seats that have Democrats running for re-election.
Where Trump won. Pennsylvania would be the least likely of all these 10. I believe the least likely, the first or second likely. The most would be certainly West Virginia or, Missouri or
Indiana.
Indiana, Joe Donnelly. I mean, Joe Donnelly is a very, very, very vulnerable candidate, very milquetoast Democrat in an era where milquetoast is not the in thing in the Democratic Party.
Well, and yesterday he also, not surprisingly, touted some of the economic accomplishments of his administration.
Our economy is soaring. Our jobs are booming. Factories are pouring back into our country. They're coming from all over the world.
All over the world. And it wasn't just the economic accomplishments of the administration that he was patting himself on the back for, but he also pointed out the strides that the administration has made in terms of returning the remains of fallen soldiers lost in the Korean War.
He traveled all the way to Hawaii, 12 hours, and that was okay. Wouldn't have mattered if it was 50 hours. To meet the remains and greet the families of the American heroes who gave their lives in Korea.
So, Minority Whip Joe Borelli, you were the state co-chairman of Donald Trump's presidential campaign here in New York. Are you sick of winning yet?
Whew. I mean, it is getting a bit tiresome.
Yeah, right.
You know, the problem is with winning with the Trump administration is that you're still on the defensive. Mm. You know, you're still forced to defend every action the administration does, every action the administration doesn't take, everything from, just today's news, car emissions to you know, the remains of our veterans and everything in between. I mean, you're just always the media sets up Trump to fail every single time on every single decision before the decision is even made sometimes. And I think that's extremely unfair to do. It's something that CNN has made itself a very, very, very strong practitioner of, much to their own detriment.
Yeah, well, I want to ask you about the situation involving CNN and Jim Acosta and the criticism of him and his criticism of Trump. But in terms of these rallies, we saw this in Tampa. We've seen this more and more around the country. Apparently, Donald Trump is going to ramp this up dramatically going into the midterm elections. What do you think, as a political strategist, and you're also a professor of political science at the College of Staten Island, what do you think of the effectiveness of these rallies for candidates that are running beneath Trump this year?
It's tremendous. When the biggest problem the Trump administration has is not how many rallies they can do, but how many venues they can find to fit the people that want to come to the rallies. I mean, that's a great day. I mean, you just didn't see this with Barack Obama. No matter how much the media and the press and journalists want to present this hagiography of Barack Obama,
who was a charismatic
president. He still did not get these type of crowds consistently week in and week out. I mean, Donald Trump is like cats on Broadway. You know, he's just filling the seats every time for the next 10 years, probably.
Do you think that, we've seen Trump already change politics in a few different ways. We've seen more outsiders who are not from a political background seeking to run for office, business people toying with the idea, celebrities. We've seen people, even bureaucrats, change the nature of their tweets. Used to be very information-based, very politically correct. Now people are almost trying to emulate Trump in terms of these aggressive, provocative tweets from time to time. In terms of Republican candidates especially, but even Democratic candidates, we've seen them staking out issue positions where they're very, very out of what was considered the political mainstream. A lot of people attribute that to Trump. Do you think this is an aspect, these rallies, these campaign-style rallies, even once you're elected, that Trump is going to influence other politicians going forward? Or is this something that's just unique to Trump?
You asked probably seven questions in that soliloquy you just gave.
Well, no, one was a run-up to the question.
Start with just the fact that Donald Trump changed the dogma of the Republican Party. And you see that on things like free trade in the sort of the biggest sense, right? Mm. Republican Party has been a traditionally free trade party, and I think he did a great job with identifying.
Well, over the last 30 years, right? I mean, historically, sure, since
right,
1860,
sure, sure, sure. Let's just say the last generation of Republicans were predominantly free traders. What we saw out of Donald Trump was not just a willingness to abandon that principle for its own merits, but to actually point out that some of our trading partners, whether it be Europe, who's putting non-tariff tariffs on our produce and our livestock and things like that, whether it's China, who's putting tariffs despite being a free trade partner to some degree, or as they'd like us to believe, putting tariffs on our automobiles, et cetera, or even now banning our waste importing from the country. I mean, these are countries that have sort of infringed on the notion of free trade against us, and Donald Trump has changed the policy. And then you look at something else. You know, Republicans in every state and in every township are usually against things like paid family leave. Donald Trump says paid family leave. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, mm-hmm. Republicans are thinking, you know, this isn't so bad.
Right. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. One issue I want to ask you about before we go to traffic, and we're talking with City Council Minority Whip Joe Borelli, who, along with Al Gattullo and me, is sitting in for Joe Piscopo until 10 o'clock, is Ivanka Trump, the first daughter. Ivanka Trump called the family separation at the border a low point for the Trump administration at an Axios event yesterday. The president's daughter and White House advisor spoke about this situation.
And I am very vehemently against family separation. and the separation of parents and children.
Joe, who are the people in the Trump administration that are very pro-family separation and separating parents and children? I didn't know. I thought that even the president was pretty consistent that he didn't think that was a sound policy.
Right, right. And herein lies the problem with, you know, one extreme or the other, because of this Flores settlement and the way you can detain people who are crossing at the border. You either have to practice catch and release, or you have to detain families together for an infinitesimally small amount of time, or you have to separate them. I mean, it's just the awful consequence. But here's the interesting thing about the Trump administration, which drives the media nuts. They don't have very good message control. You have Ivanka Trump saying one thing. She's highlighting the fact that she does believe this is the low point of the administration. I think the public would probably be willing to identify this as a low point of the administration. I think Donald Trump might even be. Donald Trump did what Donald Trump did not do in the past on nearly anything in reverse course. I mean, if you remember. So I don't think she's that far off. But it drives the media nuts how the administration does not have great message control. And it almost gives them a wide berth to say things contrary to their own policy. It's like Trump almost enjoys seeing the competing ideas, the competing trial balloons going out there in media to see how they're reacted to.
All right. Well, let me ask you about another controversial comment by another first child. That's Donald Trump Jr. Some people are saying he was comparing Democrats to Nazis yesterday when he attended the premiere of this new movie by conservative filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza.
You know, you see the Nazi platform in the early 1930s and what was actually put out there as there, and you look at it compared to like the DNC platform of today, and you're saying, man, those things are awfully similar to a point where it's actually scary.
I think he probably went a little far there.
I don't think you could say to the point where it's actually scary. I mean, you know, that conjures up some images of red flags and mass rallies. I mean, I think what he's getting at is that the party who's trying to stifle speech the most, the party who's trying to control a narrative and not allow any alternative stories or ideas to be out there, is in fact the Democratic Party. If you are a Democrat and you do not believe in Democratic policy points, you know, 1 through 10, if you're only with them on 1 through 9, you are whatever ist they want to brand you as, whether it's, you know, homophobic or whatever the case may be. But that's the modern Democratic Party. It's let's stifle the other narrative. Let's stifle the other stories. Let's stifle the other talking points and positions. And let's only allow ours to be broadcast. And that is, unfortunately, you know, it is similar to what happens in some authoritarian regimes.
Yeah, I'm looking over the 25-point program of the Nazi Party. It's not terribly similar to the current platform of the DNC. There's nothing about transgender bathrooms in there or anything like that, or Medicare for all. I don't see anything like that. So I think I'm going to part company from Donald Trump Jr. on that one. We'll take your calls, your questions, 877-970-2999. What do you think of Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania yesterday? What do you think of Ivanka Trump breaking from her president, from her father, the president, on the media being the enemy of the people, and on saying that the child separation party, child separation policy was a low point of this administration? And you agree with Donald Trump Jr. that it's scary how similar the DNC platform was to the Nazi platform of Germany. We have Joe Borelli here. We're going to take advantage of his expertise on local politics as well. Andrew Cuomo making a lot of news and very little of it.
Not always good news.
And a bunch of other stuff we're going to talk to as well. Al Gattulo is here to tell you how the Mets plan to embarrass themselves this weekend. And we'll give you an update on where in the world is Joe Piscopo. You're welcome to comment 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Here's Amy Salerno with the traffic.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. A crash over in Jersey City on 440 southbound approaching Kellogg Street has injuries. Traffic is stop and go from Carbon Place. The flooding continues on truck routes 1 and 9 northbound at Hackensack Avenue. The right lane is blocked. Traffic is stop and go from Central Avenue. George Washington Bridge inbound upper and lower levels look good. Lincoln Tunnel, no problems. Holland inbound, it's a 5-minute wait from the 1 and 9 approach only. Weather for today, scattered thunderstorms this morning and then mainly cloudy this afternoon with thunderstorms likely, high near 85. Tomorrow we'll see some more thunderstorms likely in the morning and then a chance of some scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs 84. This report brought to you by Compassion International. You can't change the whole world, but you can be part of the change in the world for a child living in poverty by becoming a Compassion International child sponsor. You can choose a child to sponsor now at compassion.com/radio. That's compassion.com/radio. You now know how not to go. I'm Amy Salerno on AM 970, The Answer.
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums On The Go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
So if you're not getting a great night's sleep, there's a good chance it's because of your pillow. Now, I got some great news for you. Mike Lindell, the founder and creator of MyPillow, back with his most popular offer. You can buy one premium MyPillow. You can get the second premium MyPillow absolutely free. Sleeping on a MyPillow is fantastic. It never goes flat. It stays cool throughout the night, and you can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact need to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer. I use one every night. It is wonderful. So does my wife, my son. We have the MyPillow mattress, which is fantastic. The sheets. It's unbelievable. You definitely have to get yourself a MyPillow. It's also backed MyPillow with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can even put it in the washer and dryer. And now you can buy one premium MyPillow and get another premium MyPillow absolutely free. How do you get it? Call 1-800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. But make sure you use that promo code AM970. That number again, 1-800-651-0798. 0798. Use the promo code AM970.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM970. The Answer.
Good morning and welcome back. This is Joe Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo with your regular co-host Frank Morano and Al Gattulo, who are carrying me. You know, it's like when you have a teammate who's just not as good as the rest of the team, and you got to carry them across the finish line. This is what you guys are doing.
No, we don't do that.
Is what you do. I think it's a great thing. And no, it's good. It's
Joe. You have opinions on everything, which is good. That's the most important part of being a talk show.
I've got opinions on my own opinions, to be honest. If you want to get into it. But I think you sparked a very interesting conversation before, Frank, with the are Democrats Nazis?
Well,
I mean,
I didn't spark that conversation.
Piscopo Show News. It's Frank Morano discussing whether because Nazis are the third rail of anything.
Yeah. Donald Trump Jr. sparked
sure.
Again, this is Donald Trump Jr. yesterday at the premiere of this Dinesh D'Souza movie, saying that the Democratic National Committee is awfully similar to the Nazi Party, at least their platform.
I've been out hearing the left talking about all these things, fascism, Nazism on the right, and when you look at the actual history of how these things evolved, and when you actually look at that platform versus the platform of the modern left, you say, wait a minute, those two are really heavily aligned and, frankly, contrary to the right.
And, you know, it's funny, there's something called Godwin's theorem. Are you familiar with it?
Educate us,
yeah,
Frank.
No, so Godwin's theorem is about 20 years old, maybe it's Godwin's law, which says that eventually every argument, whether you're talking about taxes or the New York Mets, eventually every argument results in someone invoking Hitler or the Nazis, right? It eventually, as long as it continues, someone will eventually invoke Hitler,
you know,
or the Nazis.
Well, I have a rule in my own arguments where if someone starts with a Nazi reference or it becomes about the children when the issue is not about if it's a, you know, it's an education issue about preschool. Yes, it is, in fact, about the children. But right. when it's about, you know, the environment or when it's about, you know, whatever the case,
right.
taxes, potholes.
Yeah.
Parking
meters.
Do children
yeah.
have to die? I mean, it just right. you know, you've won the argument because there just isn't anything. But
well, that's the corollary to Godwin's law. It's that whoever first invokes the Nazis or Hitler automatically loses the argument.
Fair point. So. I've been using the Godwin theory, and I don't even know how long I have, but your Nazi comment did light up the phones.
That's right.
And
if
you want to call 877-970-2999, we got Elliot from Staten Island who wants to discuss this issue. Elliot, good morning. Elliot?
Oh, Elliot got too low.
Elliot realized
sure
that he was going to...
Hold on. Let's make sure the control board is set properly.
Yeah, is there any way we could check that before the show?
That's the intern's responsibility.
But can
not
we put
mine.
That on your checklist
no,
as well as the chief
No, it's not,
engineer?
Because that's not no. my responsibility.
All right. Well, let's say hello to Charlie Finch. Hello, Charlie.
Morning, gentlemen. I want to salute Councilman Borelli, my fellow deplorable councilman. You're one of my heroes. Keep it going, sir.
Thank you,
now,
Charlie.
I went
thank
to
you.
The, thank you, sir. I went to the same grade school, Buckley School, as the Trump brothers. We had a great education in history. The book I recommend, gentlemen, is Hitler's Willing Executioners. When Hitler came to power, he had a hippie following, an environmental following called the Vogue, where Hitler would go out into the woods with these fraulines and guys dressed in hippie clothes. And the Nazis used, and I hate to say this as a liberal Democrat, this kind of feel-good policy to contrast with the historical decadent, quote-unquote, Jewish culture in Vienna, one of the greatest cultures in world history, the culture of Freud, the culture of Kafka, the culture of great artists like Egon Schiele. So Donald Trump Jr. is exactly right. Have a great weekend. Go Trump.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. You know, Charlie is always chock full of historical facts.
That's right. 80%
apropos.
Accurate. 80% accurate.
Well, you know, but most historians, I think.
Exactly.
If you went down to Columbia University, I think you'd find that most historians would find not that they are 80% right, but that their competitors are 80% right.
You're actually a bit of a historian yourself. I don't know if it's okay to talk about this, but you're actually working on a book about
Staten
Island.
Yeah, it's a secret. Thanks for letting the cat out of the bag, Frank.
Yeah,
it's more of a hobby than a book at this point,
right.
Because a book would require pages, a publisher.
But you do love history.
Yeah.
You like Kevin McCullough.
Do I like to write every day? When I'm not writing about politics, I find history quite therapeutic. But we do have Elliot back, which is great news. Elliot, where are you? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm in Staten Island, your hometown, Frank. How are you? You know, they might not be the Nazi party, but they're definitely the anti-Semitic party. When you give... especially the head of the party, gave $150 billion to Iran, which had missiles with words on them, kill the Jews, and then $2 billion in cash was flown in shekels, in euros, and American currency. I think that is the party of anti-Semitism.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think you're right. Elliot, by the way, are you in my district?
We
Oh. I wanted to make sure he was a voter for me before I praised him, you know. but what he's talking about is absolutely correct. Do you remember who the biggest opponent of the Iran deal was?
It was Israel.
Well, in the U.S.
Well, Donald Trump.
Maybe think about a Jewish senator from New York.
Oh, right. Chuck Schumer.
Right. Chuck Schumer was the biggest opponent of the Iran deal. Op-eds in the New York Times and other papers. Suddenly, Donald Trump takes office, promises to take us out of the Iran deal. Suddenly, you know, 180-degree turn from Chuck Schumer. This is something that Donald Trump harped on last night.
Right, right.
He said the Democrats don't want to hear anything about the border wall. They're opposing it, despite the fact that they once supported it. So he joked around. He said, I have a way to make Democrats support the border wall. Do you know what he said?
What did he say?
I'm going to be against it. And he's right.
That's very funny.
And he's right.
Yeah, it's
he's
true.
Right. He's right.
All right, 877-970-2999. A lot to get to, and we're going to get to the local news with Al Gattulo in a bit. Chef David Burke is going to be here in the 8 o'clock hour, as is Mike Gallagher. In the 9 o'clock hour, a guy, assuming he's not indicted by then, will be joining us will be Roger Stone, who is at the heart of the Mueller probe. I do want to ask you, Councilman, though, a lot of people here in New York City, including our mayor, who I saw that you met with recently the
I
other
did,
day
yeah,
when he
I
came
did.
To Staten Island. You had a good meeting? You took him to Annandale Terrace?
We did. We did have a very good meeting, in fairness. Yeah, we did.
And he has joined the chorus, along with our junior senator, Kirsten Gillibrand, and the soon-to-be
who
newest...
Just discovered she was a Democrat.
Yes, right. The newest member, soon-to-be newest member of the New York congressional delegation, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. He has joined the chorus of abolishing ICE. You know, this is one of those issues that I'm surprised has gained so much traction, not just in New York, but nationally, actually abolishing a federal law enforcement agency. Talk to me about the merits of this and the politics of this.
Well, the politics are the more interesting thing than the merits. The merits are non-existent, right? So we have laws on the books. We have an agency designed to both enforce those laws and to process people who are coming here through asylum and through other legal mechanisms, right? So ICE actually processes people who are coming here legally and lets them stay predominantly, and that's predominantly what their workforce does. They don't actually arrest people at the border, right? That's not ICE. That's Customs and Border Patrol. So you hear so much of the talking points about the Democrats, from the Democrats saying that ICE is arresting people. They're detaining people at the border. They're not. They're not. These are actually the people that are doing more of the work in cities and things like that.
But it's the Border Patrol. That
right.
It's
CBP.
People, yeah.
CBP is the ones actually at the border. The merits are not there, right? The law doesn't change. If you want to change the law, you don't change the enforcement of it. You don't change the police who are required to arrest people who violate it. You elect people to Congress and you change the law on the books rather than just ignoring it. The politics of it is interesting. If you look back to the 2010 Tea Party, when Republicans had similar enthusiasm levels as Democrats do today, right? Republicans, I think we should admit, have an enthusiasm gap. I think they're suffering a little bit from a lack of enthusiasm just when compared to the Democrats. The difference is the Democrats are trying to make themselves out like the Tea Party of 2010, but the issues that they are trying to drum up support for, right? With the Tea Party, it was Obamacare, which was unpopular the day it was passed. 55% of Americans were opposed to it the day it was passed. It was also lowering taxes. Lowering taxes, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, yeah, has pretty much been popular since Caesar imposed taxes, right? The Democrats are trying to win people over with, as you mentioned before, the transgender bathroom issue, the abolish ICE issue, the open borders. Harvard Harris had a poll out in June, and they had another one out in July. The July one said that immigration is the number one pressing problem America faces today, right? They asked people about 60 different ideas. What is the most pressing problem? 25% of them said it was immigration, which is astounding when you think of the number of choices they were given. The June poll went very in-depth into immigration, and it turns out that there is popular support for each of the tenets of the Trump and GOP immigration proposal, whether it's border enforcement, whether it's cooperation with ICE by local authorities, whether it's abolishing ICE, which a small fraction of Americans actually want to abolish ICE. Now, again, the Tea Party got enthusiasm and brought people in from the center, brought people over. The Democrats, 2018, are not bringing people over from the center, and that's where they're going to lose.
Very interesting.
They'll pick up some seats, but they're not going to win a lot.
We'll see where it leads in the midterm elections. Councilman Minority Whip Joe Borelli is here, and we'll take your calls next at 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. First, though, here's Al Gattulo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
75 degrees at 6:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo is appointing a work group to draft legislation for a regulated adult-use marijuana program. He wants to give Albany lawmakers a game plan following a Department of Health report in January concluding that the positives of a regulated marijuana market outweigh the negatives. It found that regulating pot benefits public health by enabling government oversight over production, quality control, labeling, and licensing. The work group has 20 members, and it will be led by Alfonso David, a counsel to Governor Cuomo. Mayor de Blasio defending the partial use of taxpayer funds for an upcoming out-of-state trip. The mayor leaves today for New Orleans, where he's scheduled to attend the Netroots Nation Convention, which will gather progressive leaders from around the country. De Blasio says the portion of his trip that delves into partisan politics will be funded by his Fairness PAC, while the taxpayer funds will go towards his conference with other mayors discussing issues facing the city. The mayor added his opinion that supporting progressive politicians is good for New York City, given it would lead to change in Washington, D.C., and thus help his constituents. In sports, Yankees jumped out to a 4-0 lead only to get pounded 15-7 in Boston. Jonathan Holder gave up 7 runs in relief without retiring a batter to take the loss. Mets doubled up by the Braves at Citi Field by the final of 4-2. Stuck in traffic, Amy Salerno's got the answer.
Good morning. In Jersey City on 440 southbound approaching Kellogg Street, still have that crash with injuries. Delays are backed up to Carbon Place. Flooding will continue in Kearney on truck routes 1 and 9 northbound at Hackensack Avenue. Traffic is stop and go from Central Avenue, and there's currently one lane blocked. Serious crash over an 80 eastbound approaching Ford Road. Traffic is backed up to Route 15. Inbound to the George Washington Bridge on the upper level, we're looking at about a 10-minute wait, 15-minute delays on the lower level, 10 minutes from Route 4, 15 minutes from the Route 46 approach. The Palisades approach would be the best one. Lincoln Tunnel inbound is now a 15-minute wait. Holland is a 5-minute delay from the Turnpike and 15 from the 1 and 9 approach. Parking rules, meter rules in effect. Weather for today, scattered thunderstorms this morning and then mainly cloudy this afternoon with thunderstorms likely, high near 85. Thunderstorms likely for tomorrow morning, a chance of some scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, high 84. You now know how not to go. I'm Amy Salerno on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne, cross Pegasus Bridge, see where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc, see the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all, just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have, but it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
When you call, use discount code THEANSWER, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code THEANSWER.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Happy Friday. I'm Frank Moreno. Joe Piscopo is in Las Vegas. here with Council Minority Whip Joe Borelli and Al Gattulo. So, Al, Joe's still in Las Vegas?
Still in Las Vegas. He is hosting a dinner or something tonight in Vegas for the Star Trek convention. He was with Brett Spiner yesterday, or no, excuse me, 2 days ago, doing a panel discussion about the episode that they had performed in, The Outrageous Akona, on Star Trek The Next Generation. They took a whole bunch of different questions from the audience. They were both acting like two kids in a candy store doing comedy routines and stuff. Last night, he did his band thing with the band. He posted a picture about an hour and a half ago that, you know, they're wrapping up the night, him and Mikey and the band in Vegas. So he's having a fun time, I guess.
Yeah. Now, Joe, I know you're not a Star Trek fan.
No, right. No, I'm not. I'm not.
Joe was over my house, I guess, about 6-7 years ago when I had an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation on that our mutual friend Anthony and I were watching. Right. And Joe's response at the end of the episode was, "So do they fight the Borgs in every season?" That was the extent of Joe's.
You were watching the best of both worlds?
Yes, exactly. My friend Anthony said, I want to see the Borg.
Okay.
And the sum of Joe's Star Trek analysis was, so do they fight the Borgs in every season?
So Joe sends
us. Trying to make pleasant conversations.
Yeah, no, I understand. Really, Joe sends us yesterday a video and says, do you guys know what this is? And it's, for some reason, this is why I don't like Joe's iPhone. It takes horrible video. It's grainy. You can barely see it. I feel like I'm watching the Zapruder film, right? But I'm looking at it, and I go, oh, it's the Enterprise Bridge from the Mirror Mirror episode in the Mirror Universe. And I send this back to him. And he just starts laughing because both Frank and I know these, like, esoteric, ridiculous, nonsensical things that make no sense except if you're a Star Trek fan, so...
Well, so I don't understand. They actually had the mock bridge from the Mirror episode?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
well,
cool.
This is, don't forget, this convention, it's the biggest
that's
convention
exciting.
Of the year.
Yeah.
It takes over like a quarter of a hotel
that's
where they
cool.
put all these things out. So pretty wild.
Part of my job when you meet people in politics and you're trying to campaign is to assess what they're into.
Right.
What do they want to talk about? So you knock on Bob's door.
Right. He's got a Mets hat.
He's got a Mets hat on. You could
baseball.
Reasonably
sure.
assume that, you know, he's buffing up his 67 Mustang. You
right.
know, you ask some questions. That's how right. you get a
some
conversation going.
Or something, yeah.
When
what do you
I,
ask the guy who's sharpening his knife when he comes to the door?
You know, I
see
well,
he's a butcher?
Well, you talk about, like, Chef Burke.
Oh,
you
right.
talk
okay.
about
okay.
knives.
No,
I mean,
he's
going to
be here in the 8 o'clock hour.
Right. There's great things to talk about knives. What there is nothing good to talk about is Star Trek. Nothing good.
Why do you say
see
that?
Somebody with the Enterprise model hanging up?
Do you leave? Do you just put your head down and walk away?
I just put my head down. This is a person I will never win over. This is a person that I want nothing from them.
So they look at you as a Klingon or a Romulan. But more apropos would be a Romulan.
I remember I was campaigning with Joe the day he was first elected in 2012, and we're standing outside of PS 56. And a guy, this is a true story, guy comes out.
Why would it be a fake story?
Because
I know there's a lot of fake news out there.
So
the
a guy comes out after voting and basically he says something racist, right? And, you know, the person he was with, whether it was his daughter or whatever, says, you know, you really shouldn't say that. So the guy.
So the girl says to the father or whatever.
Okay. So then the guy says, I'm not afraid of saying whatever. And then he opens his jacket and shows a gun to us. This is a true story. And then these two walk away. And Joe says to me, you know, if I could, I'd actually like to reject that guy's vote. I'd like to go into that voting machine. And if he voted for me, I would like to reject that guy's vote.
I remember this guy was so absurd in his comments.
Right.
I mean, you know, and he didn't even have the like, you know, 90-year-old man
right,
racism.
Right, right. He was like 55.
Right, well, you kind of like say, okay, a different time.
Right.
This
right.
is a guy
the contemporary.
Who
but so you don't feel that way necessarily with Star Trek fans. You will accept their votes.
I'll gladly accept their votes, but I just
but you
know,
don't right, you won't like
being
it.
Stuck in a room or going to some sort of an event or something.
Wait a Ooh. Second, but let's stay on that vein for a second. Do you feel this guy you said was a contemporary? He was in his 50s or whatever. Do you feel that his racism was taught to him by his parents? Because there are people that say...
We spoke to him for 30 seconds.
No, I understand. You're making a snap judgment on somebody. But what I'm saying is that somebody who is in their 80s and is racist, they were born in an era where this type of behavior was socially acceptable. A person in his 50s who is acting like this, they didn't grow up in an era where this was happening. Was it?
It's impossible. It's fascinating
that this is 6 years later and we are profiling and analyzing this guy who probably hasn't even thought twice about this conversation.
Exactly. Well, he's threatened a lot of people with guns.
That's clearly an impact on Frank.
That's right. Well, so
I
Joe will accept your vote if you're a Star Trek fan. So I want to ask.
He just doesn't want to discuss it.
If you were trying to educate Joe on Star Trek, what episode would you suggest he start with? He has Netflix. He's got a newborn now, so he's going to spend some time when he's home watching the baby. 877-970-2999.
Just watch the first
Any
season.
Other subject is fair game as well. Maureen in Atlanta.
Yeah, Maureen wants to talk about the Nazis.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to let you know that I did see the premiere of the Dinesh D'Souza movie, and Don Jr. is just responding to what he witnessed, what he watched during the movie. And it's Dinesh D'Souza's documentary, Death of a Nation, where he's drawing the parallels in history with Hitler, Lincoln, FDR, and how the public, the people, and their regimes were responding. And it just... It was very, very interesting.
You know, I think we have to get Dinesh D'Souza back on this program. I mean, he's been a guest.
Yeah,
he's certainly
absolutely.
Been a guest on,
yeah,
other programs on this network.
Absolutely. We'll reach out to him. Have you seen? You haven't seen the new documentary, right? Because just...
I would never go to a movie. So.
I'm sorry. You too good for the movie?
The last movie I went to see, the last film, was Frank's premiere of Get Me Roger Stone, which was last summer.
Really?
Prior to that, the last time I was in a theater was probably Feivel Goes West or something. the thought, right? And I'm not an elitist. I'm not an aristocrat. I'm nothing.
You don't sound it right now.
But the thought of sitting in a movie theater with other people when I could be sitting on my couch watching a movie just a few months later.
That's true. Yeah, I hear you.
To me,
that's one of the reasons movie theaters are struggling.
Right, the thought of it is just the most appalling and disgusting thing I've ever thought of.
Okay.
I loathe the day. And in fairness, you want to do
things.
What are
you talking about? You have kids now. You're going to be going to the movies.
You want to do things
soon.
With your kids. And
right.
Of course, I'll take my son to see the movies. But rest assured, this is not my cup of tea. The thought of sitting next to a stranger on an airplane, no problem. Right? The person falls asleep with
drooling on you.
Drooling on my shoulder.
You can't escape.
Doesn't
bother
me.
At least in a movie, if you get annoyed, you can walk out.
The thought of talking.
877-970-2999. We'll continue next. But first, here's Amy Salerno with the traffic.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Delays are building at your Hudson River crossings. Inbound at the GWB on the upper level, it's a 20-minute wait, 10 minutes on the lower level, 5 minutes from the Route 4 approach, and about a 10-minute wait from the Route 46 approach. If you use the Palisades approach, currently there are no delays. Now, at the outbound George multi-vehicle accident closes the ramp from the northbound West Side Highway to the outbound lower level. Lincoln Tunnel, 15-minute delay, city-bound Maholland. That's a 10-minute wait from the Turnpike approach and about 20 minutes from your 1 and 9 approach. Still working on that crash in Jersey City on 440 southbound approaching Kellogg Street. There were delays backed up to Carbon Place. And then the flooding conditions remain in Kearney on truck routes 1 and 9 northbound at Hackensack Avenue. Right lane is still blocked and the delays are backed up to Central Avenue. Once you get into the city, your parking rules and meter rules will be in effect for today citywide. You now know how not to go. I'm Amy Salerno on AM 970, The Answer.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That's a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of the great Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or any other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they're able to scan your email and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they don't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address that you're going to be proud to own. Go to ReaganPrivacy.com. You get your very own personal private email address. It's available to you now at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now and share the values of Ronald Reagan. ReaganPrivacy.com.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for $1, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binders, plus a laptop, and a planner.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Office Depot Office Max has low prices all summer long when you shop online, on our app, or in-store. This week, save $200 and get a Dell Inspiron 15-inch laptop for just $499.99. Limit supply. See store for details.
On August 10th, get ready for a comedy that's off the leash.
Do you think I'm ridiculous throwing a party for my dog? I would say that bouncy house is over the top.
Four lonely strangers will discover that man's best friend...
No offense, but is your dog pregnant or just super fat?
...are the best matchmakers.
Dogs open their hearts to love and to be loved.
This dog has made us a family.
Dog Days, in theaters August 10th.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Clouds and some sun at times, warm and very humid today. It'll become breezy this afternoon. There'll be a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm around, mainly this afternoon, that could lead to flash flooding. High 84. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight and tomorrow morning with showers and a couple of heavy thunderstorms. Watch for tropical downpours that can lead to flash flooding. Low tonight, 72. Remaining muggy tomorrow afternoon as clouds break for some sun, though there can still be a shower. High 82. Sunday, more sunshine. Very warm and humid. High 89. AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store.
And good morning and welcome back. This is Joe Borelli and Frank Morano and Al Gattulo filling in for Joe Piscopo. Although you guys aren't filling in, you are just, you're filling up. You're filling
That's
up
right.
people's
exactly.
mornings
exactly.
with coffee. with coffee and great stuff. You know, we were just talking about how Frank likes to invite listeners to events that you would never invite, if you worked
Total
at a Starbucks, right? You would never invite Bob, who comes in at 8:05 every morning, over to your house for Christmas. But Frank does. I mean,
That's
Frank
right.
does.
The
but,
relationship
well, Frank would
involve... that I have with the people that listen to me on the radio is familial. In fact, I these are my best friends.
But see,
you know?
But, well. That's pretty sad. And the fact that he would not only invite Bob, who comes in for his coffee at 8:05, but Julie and Samantha,
Bob's cousin,
and you know, everyone's welcome.
But here's where I think the radio station here should be more akin to having listeners coming. You guys have the best coffee machine in the entire financial district. So if people are nearby, they should sign in with the gentleman downstairs.
Well, our doorman Angel comes up all the time to take advantage of the free coffee.
They've brought homeless people up to his show on a Sunday morning.
That's true. 877-970-2999. Neil, in our hometown of Staten Island. Hello there, Neil.
Yeah, I love to come for coffee, Frank, but there's nowhere to park over there.
Yeah, you're right.
It's true. True story. Good morning. Neil, where do you live?
I'm not in your district. Steve Matteo is my councilman.
Neil.
My councilman.
Should we disconnect him now?
Like
or?
Well, but listen, I did go to Joe Borelli's campaign, so because I like him so much.
Thank you very much.
Which is very rare, very rare. I have to ask you, Joe, I just heard in the news that the mayor's going to New Orleans, taking a trip, and he's going to meet with progressive mayors, and he thinks that because of that, his vacation should be paid for partially by taxpayer money. Who actually watches the hen house? Because that's his opinion, it should be paid by taxpayer money. It's not my opinion. Isn't there someone that says, hey, listen, you can't do that?
So there is, and I am no stranger to trying to figure out ways for other people to pay for my travel. Just to be clear, but the city has a board called the Conflict of Interest Board, and they have a certain standard where if you are going to accept a trip, whether it be for political reasons or for a governmental, et cetera, you have to meet the standards in order to use taxpayer money, or vice versa, you have to meet the standards to even accept. So there's a group in Romania, of all places. A city in Romania has invited me to go there for a day. It's just a one day overnight trip and give a speech. Now, in order for me to go to Romania for, say, 36 hours of my life, I'll have to probably fly for an additional 36 hours. But I have to get the approval of the Conflict of Interest Boards to do that. I'm sure the mayor, as much as we'd like to hit him, I'm sure he did get the approval of that. But we will have to take a break right now. When we come back, we will conflict all of our other interests.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. After the top of the hour, you are not going to believe the newest member of the New York Times editorial board. although maybe you will. 877-970-2999. Frank Morano here. Al Gattulo here. Joe Borelli here for Joe Piscopo until 10 o'clock. And if we outlaw straws, only outlaws will have straws. We'll tell you how far along we are in that path in a little bit. And a whole lot of other stuff to get to with respect to the governor's race. And you won't believe what Andrew Cuomo has done now. All that and your calls at 877-970-2999. Here's Al Gattulo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
75 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Jersey Shore man officially being charged with terrorism. Ocean County indicting Matthew Vanderbeek of Cream Ridge after he allegedly made a shooting threat against New Egypt High School's graduation ceremony in June. An investigation into his actions revealed he reportedly was attempting to purchase a firearm while making the threat. He's also facing counts related to weapons possession and intent to use a weapon for criminal reasons. There'll be a drive in New York City today to ensure that parolees know they can now vote. The state's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo granted parolees that right in April. The next month, he issued pardons to nearly 25,000 parolees in order to restore their voting rights. Supporters will be handing out information in East Harlem today and registering new voters. In sports, Yankees beaten by the Red Sox 15-7, Braves over the Mets 4-2.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.